Today's shir is Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Hei. We will begin on Daf Kuf Nun Hei, Amud Aleph, 9 lines from the top. Itma. Katan Me'emesai Moichav Nechsei Aviv. As the Rishonim frame the discussion of this Gemara, we learned the Masechta Gittin, that although a child, a boy, becomes Bar Mitzvah when he's 13 years old and brought Shtei Saris, and a girl becomes Bas Mitzvah when she's 12 years old and brings Shtei Saris, Chazal taught us in Masechta Gittin that because we need the children should have the ability to do business, especially Yisoymim, Chazal said that if the children, even at a younger age, have the mental capacity, have the ability to do business, even when they're 6 or 7 year old, they could buy and sell. Our Gemara, at least the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara, is referring to the din of at what point may a child sell property, may he sell real estate that he yarshined from his father. That's what the Rashbam says. At what point may a child sell karka, real estate, that he got from his father? That means, according to this opinion of the Rashbam, metaltlin, he would be always allowed to sell. Furthermore, he would always be allowed to buy property. The discussion here is only regarding selling property. Furthermore, the Rishonim suggest that if it's not property that he yarshined from his father, but property that he yarshined from other individuals, like his mother, there too the din would be that he would be allowed to sell. Al Gemara's question, according to those opinion, is strictly regarding property that he yarshined from his father. And that the Gemara's question is, at what point do we say that he has the right to sell it? There are other Rishonim, however, that expand and say that the Gemara's question not only regarding property that he yashined from his father, it's talking about all real estate, and have a stricter interpretation of what our Gemara is referring to. But again, the Rashbam's pshat is that our Gemara is speaking strictly about real estate that he yashined from his father. At what point, at what age did Chazal allow him to sell this real estate? We have a machloikus. Rav Amar Rav Nachman, the age is miben shmona esrei shana, from when he's 18 years old only. Rav Chinan Amar Rav Nachman says that the age is miben esrei shana, when he's 20 years old. Master Rav Zeira asked the Gemara a question on the opinion that says, Rav Huna's opinion, that it's from 20. We learned in the previous year, Master Rav Bnei Barak, we discussed the situation where somebody sold property that he yashin from his father, and then this person who sold the property passed away. And the reason the Gemara mentions that this incident happened in Bnei Barak was because, as we're about to learn, and as we learned, it was actually Rabbi Kiva who was the one that passed in the Shaila. And we know that Rabbi Kiva was the Rav of Bnei Barak. Uba b'nei mishpacha v'iru. And the family of the seller came to claim that he was not legally able to sell this property, because Loimer, katan hayu b'shas misa, he was still a katan when he passed away, so certainly before he passed away, when he sold the property, he was still a katan, and he had no right to sell this property. And the sale was therefore void. And this question was posed to Bekiva, Ma'alavatkai, can we be exhumed to be examined if he was a gadol or a katan? And Bekiva responded, as we discussed at length in the previous year, Yatir Shoyle Navloi. Number one, there is no heter, you have no right to exhume the body, it involves nivel hames. And furthermore, even if you were to take out the body and examine it, it really wouldn't tell us anything, because simonim asuim l'shtanis lachem lisa, after a person's death, the simonim change. So now the Gemara develops its question. Bishlam l'manda amar ben shemen es shana, according to the opinion that a child could only sell property, could start selling property at 18. But 18 years old, or any age, certainly is not in itself a proof that the child is a gadol. What's also required is shtei saris, because without shtei saris, the child is not a gadol. And now we could understand, we could understand why there was a need to examine this child to see if he had shtei saris. Because otherwise, even if he was 18 years old, his sale would still remain void. Eli Amr ben Esrim, if we're going to say the age is 20, the question is, kibat kolei mahava, why is there a need for examination? For Tanan, we learned the Mishnah Masechta Yevamos, ben Esrim shlo hevi shtei saris, if there's a 20 years old individual who did not bring the shtei saris, yavi rayu shu ben Esrim, we should prove that he is indeed 20 years old. But who are Saris? He's considered a Saris, a person who will never physically mature and unable to have children. And he's already a gadol. And the halacha is, however, that's the Mishnah in Masechta Yevamos, he doesn't do chalitzo yibam. We know the whole purpose of doing yibam is if somebody's brother passes away, Rahman Slan, without having any children, and it becomes therefore the obligation of the surviving brother to marry his widow, that they should have children, or shame on the name of the person who passed away. This person, this brother who wants to marry his sister-in-law, will anyway not be able, unfortunately, to have children, and therefore there is no purpose. There is no heter for him to do yibam, and as we learned in Masechta Yevamos, the halachas of yibam and chalitza travel together, and therefore, if he's unable to do yibam, he's also disqualified from doing chalitza. But what do we see? That once somebody's 20 years old, he's identified as being a soros, and therefore he doesn't. Need to, nor will he bring shtei saris. So if we're saying, as the Gemara, that the shear of determining when is somebody a gadol is 20 years old, so how do we understand the Gemara that we learned in the previous shear that there was an issue to perhaps exhume the body? What will have been accomplished with such an examination? There is no need for such an examination if this person is already 20 years old. Answers the Gemara, Lav et Mala. Have we not explained when we learned the Gemara Masechta Yevamos? Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amar Rav, v'hu shenol d'bar siman isaris. When somebody is 20 years old, and coupled with that, he has already brought siman isaris, so then we identify him as a gadol, as an adult who's unfortunately a soros. But let's say we'll have someone who's 20 years old, but did not bring the simoni soros. Then he won't be considered a gadol. And that's exactly what the incident the Gemara is referring to, is speaking about. That he was 20 years old, but he didn't have the simoni soros, so he wasn't identified as a soros, and the question was to examine him if he brought the shtei saris. And says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Dekanami, that's the way to understand the Mishnah. The Tani Vuhu Asaris, he is a soros. When is he a soros? If he brought the simonim of a soros. But if he didn't bring the simonim of a soros, he will not be a soros at 20 years old. Shmami Nob, now we can understand why that a 20-year-old needs to have this examination take place. It's interesting to note that when we learn the Gemaras and Masechta Ksubis and Masechta Yevamos and Masechta Nida, which speaks about a soros and the simonim of a soros, the that, and he only becomes a Saris at 20 years old if he brings the Simone Saris. And the Gemara identifies what the Simone Saris are. They have to do with his voice, and they have to do with his certain simonim on the body. But it's interesting to note that the Gemara says that once he is identified as a Saris, so we consider him a Godel retroactively to the age of his bar mitzvah, when he was 13 years old. And there's a beautiful explanation from Reb Chaim in explaining this. He said, you know, Reb Chaim's question is, and what happens if a person brings Simon Isaurus when he's 20 years old or 21 years old? Perhaps he should only become a Godel at the point that he brings this Simon Isaurus. Says Reb Chaim, a bar mitzvah, what makes a person a Godel, an adult, in the eyes of the halacha? He's 13 years old and he brought two simonim. Those two saris, those are the qualifications that are required to be considered a bar mitzvah. Somebody who doesn't, those are the only simonim that the Torah validates to be considered a godel. Somebody who's a saris, unfortunately, will not be able to bring the shtei saris. And therefore Chazal said that when we know conclusively that he's a Saris, so then the rule, we declare him to be bar mitzvah without the shtei Saris. But it's not to understand, says Reb Chaim, that the Simoni Saris are what make him into a godel. Because the Torah never established that Simoni Saris are one of the ways of determining and identifying one to be a godel or a cotton. But does ask the Gemara, v'chiloi nodoloi simoni saris. So now we've established that you could have a person that didn't bring shtei saris, he's 20 years old or older, he didn't bring shtei saris, but he also doesn't have the simoni saris. So at what point will we determine and identify him as a godel? At kama, tani reb chia ad roiv shenoysof. Since the pasuk says in Tehillim, yimei shmoni seinu behem shim shana, so when most of the normal life expectancy of a person has passed, at that point, even though he didn't bring the Simoni Saris, we will consider him a godel. What age is that exactly? The Rashbam says it's 36 years old. That's the roiv of the normal life expectancy of 70. The Rambam says that it's 35 years old and a day. And the Ramah says that it's 35 years old and a month. Kiyosel kamed Reb Chiya, says the Gemara, if the person, if a child was brought to Reb Chiya who was delayed in bringing the Simoni Saris, what he would say is like this: Ikachish, if the child was very skinny, Amle Livri, he would say that he should gain weight. The Ivri, and if he was heavy, Amle Luchish, he would say lose weight. The Hani Simonim, Dishtei Saris, Zibna Da'asim Machmas Kichushasai, sometimes losing weight, or sometimes gaining weight, will help them emerge. And actually, Rishonim say the same goes, unfortunately, for what we just discussed regarding the Simoni Saris, that the Simoni Saris can also be delayed or could come out based on somebody's physical weight, physical health. Iboilhu. So now ask the Gemara. Now that we've established that the shear is either 18 years old or 20 years old, that at that point one is allowed to sell, only at that point is one allowed to sell the properties, the real estate, that are yashin from his father. Toichsman kalifnez man kalachlisman. Does 18 and 20 mean 18 years old and 20 years old? Or what will be the halacha when he's 17 years old or 19 years old? Rav Amarach Nachman, Toichsman Kalifnezman, that 17 is like also fine. Rav Shilam Rav Nachman, Toichsman Kalach, that 17 is too early. Toichsman Kalifnezman, he has to be full 18 or full 20. And Rav Shilam Rav Nachman, the opposite, Toichsman Kalachazman, that at 17 or at 19, it's already fine for him to sell the real estate that he inherited from his father. However, comments to Gemara, v'had the Rav Laba Feirish Itma El Mechlal Itma. The who the Torah's man, the Ozel Zavanachse. There was a child who was 17 years old, or 19 years old, and sold property that he inherited from his father. Vosla Kamei de Rava, and this question was brought to Rava, if the sale was valid or not. And Amaluhu and Rava paskind the Loyosav Leklum that it was invalid. Mandachazer, somebody who saw this sack of Rava, assumed Savar, because Mishum the Toichman, Kliftezman, that Rava was holding, that he was too young, 17, 19 is too early, that's for the sale is void. However, says the Rava Loyi, that wasn't the reason that Rava invalidated the sale. It could well be that 17 or 19 is already old enough for the sale to be valid. However, there, Shtusi Yaserta Chazabe. He saw that this child acted particularly foolish. He was freeing all of his Avadim Kananim. Why would somebody go and free his Avadim Kananim, where somebody has the opportunity to have those Avadim remain with him forever? So the fact that he did that was a clear indication that there was something wrong with this person. And the Paiskim used this Gemara to discuss a very, very fundamental question. And that is, the Gemara, in many places throughout Shas, identifies what exactly are the simonim. How can we tell if somebody is a shaita? The Gemara gives different simonim. The Gemara never gives a simon of somebody being, the Gemara never gives a simon of somebody just freeing his avodim. So how could that be, how could this be considered a valid simon to determine that this person is a shaita? So I saw a number of pshatim. Some explain that one of the simonim that the Gemara gives for one is a shaita is hama'avid mashnoisim loy. He loses what is given to him. And somebody who frees his avadim isn't such a category. And in fact, that's why some mafarshim say that he wasn't just freeing one avid, he was freeing a number of avadim, and therefore that is considered a full-fledged shaita. However, many paiskim, and they use this gemara as the proof to that point, say that in a halacha, there's a new category. We're used to learning the category of a shaita. A shaita in English means somebody who's deranged. But now there's a new category. There's a category of somebody who's a pesi, based on the words in the pasuk, Shomer Psoim Hashem. Someone who is a pesi is not an individual who's totally deranged, Rachman Litzlan, but he certainly doesn't have the proper maturity, and he certainly doesn't have the proper intelligence to do sales. Therefore, suggest the Paiskim, the Devar Chaim says this, the Chasam Sofer says this, other Paiskim suggest that such a person, even though halachically he is not considered a shaita, and we could include him in a minyan, for example, he is not qualified to conduct sales because he's in this category of a pesi. Another interesting question that the Paiskim discuss is, now that this individual in our Gemara was identified, shaita, pesi, whatever we'll call him, that he is on, and he's disqualified from doing sales, what will be the halacha regarding the avodim that he freed? Will those avodim remain free, or will they not be free? One pshat is that, of course, they're not free, because what he did isn't considered halachically valid. However, there are paiskim that suggest that once the eved is declared a free man, we cannot turn back the clock and make him be an eved again. Says the Gemara, Shalach lai gidl ba menashe l'rova. Yilam deinu rabbeinu. Teach us. Tonight is pas abar shon v'yam echad. A girl who's 14 years old. But, yodas v'tiv mas v'matin. She's an intelligent girl and she understands how to do business. Can she, mahu? What is the status of our sales? And there's a very big machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. Because the Rishonim obviously ask, didn't we begin today's shir learning that somebody can't sell real estate until they're 18 or 20 years old? So what's the Gemara asking about a 14-year-old? So there are a number of approaches in the Rishonim. The simplest approach, which is the approach of the Rif, is Rav Gidl Bar Menashe is disagreeing with the halacha that we began today's shiur that you have to be specifically 18 or 20 years old. The Rashbam explains that even though we learned the shiur is 18 or 20, if we see that somebody is particularly intelligent and particularly has good business sense, the shiur will be a younger shiur, and that is exactly what the Gemara is asking. But the pshat that most Rishonim follow, in order that there shouldn't be a contradiction in the different halachas we've learned in today's shiur, is as we learned at the beginning of the shiur. That halacha is specifically regarding real estate that one inherited from his father. Furthermore, these Rishonim point out that Chazal were particularly lenient when it came to the sale of real estate that the sale of metaltlin. Why? Because as we said at the beginning of this year, Chazal were concerned for the welfare of the Yisoyimim, that they should be able to buy and sell and have a livelihood. Our Gemara discussion is referring to real estate, which requires better business acumen. And the question is, but it's not real estate that won Yashin from his father. The question is, at what point can his real estate sales be considered valid or not? Shalachla and Rava responded, Im Yodas with Tabasa Matin, if she understands business, Mecho Mecho Memka Memka. Asked her, why was the question asked specifically about a girl? Velishlach Leitinik, why wasn't the question asked about a boy? Answers the Gemara, Master Shaya Kachoya. The incident that came up was with a girl, and that's why the question was asked about a girl. Asked the Gemara further, why was the question asked specifically about a 14-year-old? Obviously, if the girl is below bas mitzvah, so we know that she's not considered an adult. But once she's 12 years old, the shear should be the same. If she is intelligent enough to understand business, her sales should be valid. Answers more, absolutely. Once the girl's 12 years old, if we know that she understands business, her sale would be valid. Just mashishoya, kachoya, it was with a 14-year-old. But it would be indeed the same with a 12-year-old. Says the Gemara, Ha'u Pachsim Ben Esrim. There was a child that was under 20 years old. The Ozel Zovin Nechsi Avur Kigilba Benashe. Because he was intelligent and he had business sense, based on the Gemara that we just learned from Regilba Menashe, whichever pshat that we follow, he sold property. And then, I guess the price of real estate went up, and he regretted having made that sale. So he wanted to come up with a method how his sale that he made should be voided. So what he did was, Osla Kameh Deravet, he came to Rava, Amalek Krevi, and his relatives gave him this advice. You go in front of Rava and do something to prove that you're not of strong intelligence, and therefore because you were under 20 years old, your sale will be voided. So what he did was, and this is what they advised him, Zichol Achol Zil Achol Tamri, go eat dates, Vishadi Be Keshirisu Be Rava, and throw the pits in front of Rava's house. Avad Hachi. And he did this. Amalu. Rava, seeing what kind of person this is, and obviously he isn't a person of strong intelligence, if he acts this way, Zvina, and he voided the sale that he had made, which was exactly what they wanted to accomplish. Kikos v'lishtara. Now they were writing a document voiding the original sale. Amal Kuchas. The first people who had bought the property, and obviously were upset, and were trying to figure out a way to show that this child was actually very intelligent, said to him, you say the following to Rava, Zil Emelei LeRava, Megillas Esther Bezuzah, it cost Azuz to write a Megillas Esther, Shtar Demah Bezuzah, why am I being charged so much just to write this document? The Mefarshim point out that the reason they specified Megillas Esther, because Megillas Esther is the closest to all other shtaros, because in a regular business document, the name of Hashem doesn't appear, nor does the name of Hashem appear in Megillas Esther.
Oz Amrlei. So he went and said this to Rava. So Rava now saw that he is an intelligent individual, that he's able to make this claim. Amalahu, if so, Zvini Zvine, his sale is a valid sale. Amalul Krivit, so the relatives of this person said, he doesn't really have intelligence. Lakuchas Agmurua, it was just that the customers, the people who have bought this property, taught him to say this. Amlu, so Reva said to them, Masbele Savar, yes, maybe he didn't come up with this argument on his own. But if when they explained to him this argument, he understood it, Kivan, the Masbele Savar, if this argument is explained to him, and he understands it, made the Yada. It's a proof that he is an intelligent person. And this that he originally, Vaid Avar Chachi, this that he originally threw pits at me, it was a chutz Yisrael to have a bay. It was just that he was a mechutzuf. So the Ben Yoyada has a beautiful way of explaining the Gemara, because he makes two observations. Firstly, the Gemara, Rava only at the end now called him a mechutzuf for acting this way. Says the Ben Yoyada, he was a mechutzuf immediately as soon as he did this, throwing pits at the home of Rava. Furthermore, asked the Ben Yoyada, why didn't the people who have bought this property immediately complain and say that this is all a ruse, that this is all fake, that he's really intelligent? So Ben Yoyada explains that what happened in the Gemara was as follows. This person wanted to have his sale voided, and his relatives gave him advice to do something that would show as if he was very unintelligent. Throw pits at the home of Rava. But they told him one more thing, says the Ben Yoyada. When their people, Rava or other people, will tell you to stop, don't stop. Just keep on throwing. And he followed the instructions. He threw pits. People came to him and said, how could you throw pits at the home of Rava? What a chutzpah. He keeps on throwing. So, it's obvious that this person is not an intelligent individual, because he's even being warned to stop and he doesn't stop. And therefore the customers saw that they don't have a good way at this point of proving that he's really intelligent, and this is just a ruse. So they had to wait until he finished throwing those pits and then do what they did, tell him, make this argument. Only after they told him, make this argument, and he indeed did say the argument, Megillus Esther Azuz, writing the Shtar Kost Azuz, did it show us that what he did originally was not because of a lack of intelligence, but rather because of a tremendous amount of chutzpah, that not only did he throw the pits, but he didn't stop throwing them when he was told to stop. So it was a proof that it was all just one big ruse and just one big chutzpah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua, Ula Edus, as far as Hilchos Edus is concerned, Edusa Edus. The Edus of a Yosem, or anybody, once they bar mitzvah, is considered valid Edus. Am Mazutra, Loyamar Ela Matatlin. When we say that his Edus is considered a good Edus, it's only as far as Matatlin is concerned, Ela Makarkiloi, not for Makarkin. And here too, there's a very big machlokes for showing him how to understand the Gemara. The Rashbam's explanation of the Gemara is, as the Gemara reads, that even though a child, as soon as he becomes bar mitzvah, he's a kosher eid, that is only as far as matatlan is concerned. But as far as karka is concerned, he cannot be a kosher eid, because if, as we're learning, he's unable to sell karka, so obviously he is not intelligent enough to be an aid or qualified aid in real estate transactions. The obvious problem with the Peshat of the Rashbam is that, number one, what does one have to do with the other? And number two, we haven't completely disqualified this individual from doing transactions that involve real estate. First of all, there's a Peshat that says that if he's intelligent enough, he can do real estate transactions. Furthermore, if it's not real estate that he yarshin, according to many Rishonim, he could sell such real estate once he's by mitzvah. Furthermore, we said the entire issue was only regarding selling real estate, not regarding buying real estate. So disqualifying him from saying Eidus in a real estate transaction because he can't sell real estate is a difficult pshat. And because of this, the Tosfos has a different pshat in our Gemara, and Tosfos explains that what the Gemara means to say is that he's not old enough to evaluate. He can't be called upon to assess and evaluate the value of real estate. Amalei Mazutre, Amalei Ravashin Mazutre, Maishta Matapli, Dizvina Zvini, Elmata Hodatanan. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying that being an aide is dependent on your ability to be or not be part of a business deal, then we need to understand, as we said at the beginning of our shir, the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Gittin, Haputis, young children, even 6 or 7 years old, if they have the proper intelligence, Mecha Mencher, Umkem Remker B'metaltlin, they are able to buy and sell metaltlin. So if we're saying that Eidus travels together with the ability to do a business deal, so why can't these young children be appointed Eidus regarding metaltlin? Hochanami Deidusin Eidus, why can't they be used to say Eidus in those cases? Lehir explains, Hasan Be'inov Amdu Shnei Anoshim, the Torah requires that the people, the Torah when it discusses Eidus, says it has to be Shnei Anoshim, two adults, Veleka, and they're not adults, and therefore they can't be kosher to be Eidim. The Rishonim and Achronim discuss that why doesn't the Gemara mention a different reason why this person can't be an Eid? The Halach is, Eidus Shi'at Yochel Azima, Eidim that you can't be mazim, Eidim that you can't give them the punishment, administer the punishment of a sisim like kashazom lasis l'achiv, are not kosher Eidus. So a katan is obviously not of age to be able to get a punishment by Bezdin, and therefore they should be automatically disqualified from being Eidim. So some Rishonim indeed suggest that the Gemara could have given that as a reason why children that are below bar mitzvah cannot be Eidim. Other explain that not in every situation is hazama consideration, because there are certain edus in dine mominis where we don't have to go through drishas v'chakiris, all the standard questions don't have to be asked, and therefore we see that there are edus that will never come to hazama, and the Gemara is teaching us that even for such edus children are possible. But then I saw a very nice teretz from the Shoyel Meishiv to this question. He says that a child that is possible as an aid. So we know, normally the halach is, Eidus shebatal miktsasoi, batal kula. And if there will be a group of Eidim to come together to say testimony, as soon as one of them is disqualified, the entire group is disqualified. Teaches us the Gemara that not only are children disqualified from being Eidim, of course they're possible from being Eidim, because it's Eidus Shi'at Yochel Azima, and any Eid that's Shi'at Yochel Azima is possible. However, he's so excluded, explains the Shoyel Meishiv, that the Gemara is teaching us. He's so excluded from the parasha of Eidus that if he will be a member of a group of people saying Eidus, it will not have any effect on that group, and the rest of them will still remain kosher Eidim. Says the Gemara, Amar Meimer, Umatanosa Matana. Even though we've spoken that the sale conducted by a child on the real estate of his father is invalid, says a Meimer, Matanosa Matana. Machloikus Rishonim, what does a Meimer mean by saying Matanosa Matana? Rimigash says that even though we've differentiated and said that he can't sell the real estate that he yashin from his father, giving away that real estate will be permitted. The Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid says that when our Gemara says matanosa matana, it's only regarding his own assets. But if it's not his own assets, he would not be kosher. The assets that he asked from his father, so far a maimer is not going in suggesting that he has the right to sell it. Furthermore, the Rishonim debate, what is the shear at which point his gift is a valid gift? The Rimigash says that he has to be bar mitzvah and maybe shtei saris. The Raivin, however, says as soon as he's of age, he's considered matanos matana. There are also Rishonim that debate how to understand a maimer's statement that his gift is considered a valid gift. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, since a maimer doesn't point out what size the gift that he's giving is, any gift that he'll give is going to be considered a valid gift. Tadash Batz, however, says, if he gives away all of his assets, it's clearly an indication that he's a shoita, somebody gives away everything that he owns, and there a maimer will agree that his gift is invalid. Another interesting question that the Rishonim debate is what will be the halacha if this child has an apotropos who administers his assets, his estate? Will his gift still be a valid gift? Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yeruchim say that since a maimer doesn't differentiate, and our Gemara, the Gemara is going to explain why, says that he has the right to sell, to give away gifts, it makes no difference if he has apotropos or not. However, there are Rishonim to suggest that certainly if he doesn't have an apotropos, if he has an apotropos, he has no right to act independently, and his gift will not be considered a valid gift. One more interesting question that the Rishonim debate, Al Gemara Maimer discusses his ability to give a gift. While the din regarding his ability to be meichel obligations, will mechila, will forgiving an obligation, be in the same category as a gift, which a Maimer says he's able to give, or is mechila more like a sale, which has a different halacha? Ask the Gemara. Amalei Rav Ashi Maimer. Answer Rav Ashi to a Maimer. Hashta or mazvin de mekabel zuzi. If we started today's shir saying that this child, this Yosem, who's under 20 or under 18, that's receiving money for the sale that he does, Amrit Eloi, we say that his sale is invalid, Dilma Moslem Azma, because we're concerned that he's going to give it away for too cheap. Koshkein, certainly shouldn't there be an argument. Matana, Dolaimotele Vlamidi, a gift where he gets nothing in exchange, that he certainly should not have the ability to give gifts. Omle, so a maimer responds to Rav Ashi. Utameich, zovin shavicham shebeshita. What if you have somebody, what are you saying is the issue of a sale? That he may sell it for too little. And what happens if somebody sells something worth 5 zuz for 6? Hachanam dizvinas vinas. So obviously, he's a very good businessman. He's able to make a very decent profit. He's able to get more than it's worth. Are you going to say that a sale is a sale? Of course not. We began the shir by saying that this person is unable to conduct sales. So we say it has nothing to do with the with it being a good deal or not a good deal. Ask Tosfos, how could the Gemara suggest that he sold something five that's worth 5 for 6? Isn't this a no? So I saw a number of terutzim. One Tosfos asked this kasha. One terutz he gives is, the Gemara doesn't that specifically mean 5 for 6. Something worth 5 he sold for 6. The point that the Gemara is trying to make is that he realized a very decent profit, more than it, that anybody else would make. But not chas v'sholem that he did, I know. Another pshat is, as we've been learning many times, ein I know l'kakos. We're speaking about the sale of real estate, and by real estate, the halachos of Einor don't apply. Or another teretz that he suggests is that Einor, if the buyer says, I am aware that I'm being overcharged, and I'm still ready to pay this price, the halach is that that is not a situation of Einor. And that's the case over here, where the buyer specifically notifies the seller, I'm willing to pay this price, even though I'm being overcharged. Ella, so now we're back So now we still need to understand Amema's ruling, that Amema says that a child, even though he's unable to make sales, is able to give gifts. Ella Kimlul Rabbanan explains Amema, the Nuka Mikvidat Gabezuze. Children like coins. V'amrit zvina zvina, and therefore if we're going to say that his sale is a valid sale, what may happen is, zinin the Makakish Lezuze, the buyer will come and give him coins, shake coins in front of him, and that will get him excited. And also, he'll go and he'll sell the assets that he got from his father for the wrong price. Just he got enticed by the sound of the coins. Here he's not getting anything for the gift that he's giving. Why would somebody give a gift away? If not the fact that this Yosim had some benefit, I have Yavle Matana, he would have never given her a gift. And therefore, says a Maimer, Omer Rabbonin Tehevi Matanos Matana, Chazal said that his gift should be considered a valid gift in order to level the mili, that people should be helpful for him. If people know that if they'll be helpful for him, to him, there is a chance that they'll get gift, and the halach will be that his gift will be considered a valid gift, so people will be anxious to be of service to him. However, that reasoning obviously doesn't apply by a sale, and therefore Chazal invalidated his sale until he's a proper age. Another pshat that I saw the Rishonim suggest, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, why we would maybe differentiate between sales and gifts, is that the Rishonim suggests that sales are very common. Giving away a gift, particularly a yosim, giving a gift is uncommon, and we have a rule throughout Shas. Milsa de shchicha, something which is common, goes by rabbanon. Milsa de loy shchicha, like goes by rabbanon, and therefore his giving gift is a milsa de loy shchicha, and Chazal didn't see a need to say that the gifts are invalid.